It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, welcome to our outdoor show here on KETR. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We've got a different time, as I'm sure you know if you're listening, 5 o'clock Saturday mornings. But I want to remind everyone also, you know, you can go to KETR.org and just look for local programs. This show and the shows we've done for the past 5 or 6 years are all archived. So the current show you can listen to all week online if you want to there at KETR.org. You know, August the 5th is the start of this year's Texas Trophy Hunters shows in Fort Worth. And I want to, we'll mention this as we go along because this is really a big event. A lot of people, I look forward to going out there every year and meeting a few old buddies and seeing what's new in the outdoors. But it has been at the Will Rogers Coliseum for years. Well, they've moved it. The venue has moved this year in Fort Worth. It's still in Fort Worth, and it's actually August the 5th through the 7th, but it's at the Fort Worth Convention Center this year. We'll mention it again. We've got a month or so before it's time, but everybody kind of needs – I didn't know about this until last week, so there'll be a new place to go to the Texas Trophy Hunter Show. You know, I had one awesome catfish trip with David Hansen down at Tewakinee about 3 days ago. And David has been back. Of course, that's what he does, catch those catfish. He's been back since I was there. It was an absolutely awesome trip with limits of catfish. David's standing by, and he's got some information that's going to help you if you like to catch fish in the catfish in the summer and stay cool in the process. David, thank you for being here, bud.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, Luke.
Well, appreciate you standing by. I wanted to get the word out on that Texas Trophy Hunters show. It's moved to the Fort Worth Convention Center instead of the where it's been for years and years. And can't get that word out too early because a lot of people plan on that. Let's talk about the fishing down there. It's we could spend probably an hour and go into depth with a lot of little particulars, some things I learned. But the neat thing, the big news is they're biting like crazy at Tewakinee, and you figured out a way to catch them in the shade, which is a huge plus, you know?
I'm telling you, man, it's so much better. You know, we're sitting right there under the bridge, and you can back out there in the sun. It feels like it's 15 or 20 degrees hotter than it is right there on that bridge.
And I know. Yeah, I know when we were fishing a couple of days ago, one of the boats come up, and he couldn't quite get positioned right in there in that shady spot. And you could tell they were not as nearly as comfortable as we were back in that shade. The water depth that you're fishing is about what, 30 foot deep?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, the key is now baiting is kind of an interesting subject, but what you're baiting with soured grain range cubes. And I've asked you this when we were fishing, but when you first went there and decided this is the hole I want to start baiting, well, I know you put some bait out. Of course, I wasn't with you when you started this, but you caught fish right off the bat, didn't you?
Yes, sir. You'll catch them. A lot of times when you first start baiting, you're going to have a lot of undersized fish, and you just have to work the water column. When you first start baiting, you start at the bottom and work up and just keep working that water column. You'll figure out where they're back. Eventually, with baiting that hole repeatedly, you'll be able to get those fish locked in, and they'll be there practically every time you go, just almost every time. But they may be right on the bottom, and as of the other day, you know, they were 5 to 8 cranks off the bottom.
Yeah, and it was almost like crappie fishing as far as the particular depth. You know, they were that sensitive, like crappie, wanting one level, one strata of water there. I'm so accustomed to catching channel catfish on the bottom, and blues. I know blues do suspend a lot, but when we were fishing together 2 days ago, folks, when I was down with David, if you were on the bottom, you'd catch one occasionally, But usually it would be one that come, they were holding up about, I don't know, 10 foot higher than that. They'd come down, pick the bait up, and you'd see slack in your line when they were coming back up. So you needed to be about, oh, with our the reels, the spinning rigs we were using, about 6 or 7 cranks up from bottom. But since then, David, you were out there just yesterday, and you said you had them patterned. I mean, they're right back on the bottom, right?
Yes, sir. Kurt, you know, like I say, you always start on the bottom, and right off the bat this morning, I dropped down, thump, thump. I missed the first one. I thought, well, my buddy, he's fishing up about 5 cranks. So I went right back, rebaited, and went right back down. I caught one way by 4 pounds.
Ooh, yeah.
And I told him, I stick it down there on the bottom. Well, he couldn't catch him. But the difference was, in the presentation of the bait, he was holding up 6 or 8 inches off the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You had to lay your weight right on the bottom and almost put a little slack in your line and just wait for the tip of the rod to wiggle and set the hook and that fish is on there.
That's the amazing thing about fishing. I don't care if you're fishing for northern pike up in Saskatchewan, you know, well, maybe not northern pike. You just put a bait in the water and those rascals are on, they'll hit it, you know, but any kind of a, you know, finesse bite, crappie or whatever, you know, it's different. Even sand bass fishing, sometimes they'll hit that slab when it's fluttering down. Sometimes they want it ripped, you know, through the water. It's, I guess the mark of a good fisherman, David, is just learning stuff, when to experiment. And if something doesn't work, you know, at Tewakinee in that area, you have a real good idea there was plenty of catfish right there, I'm sure. So you say, well, if they're not 5 foot up, let's see where they are. But laying that bait down on the bottom, that's not everybody would know to do that, but it's can be real productive, as you found out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, do you expect it to the bite? This is a summer pattern, if there ever was one, 30 foot deep, near the bottom, on or near bottom. I guess this will hold right on through the summer, right?
I should be still doing this in the same spot until I go start my blue cat fishing in the fall.
That makes it good. And you know, we've talked about this many times, is that being comfortable when you fish. Now, granted, if you were, well, like we have in years past, you know, tie up out in the woods, we call it out there. But you better be there at close to daylight, right after daylight. And really, you probably don't want to think about spending much time after about 11 out there, because it's summertime, you know, it gets really hot. This bridge is that's a real blessing. I mean, you know, I noticed quite a few people were taking advantage of it, but the fact that you don't have to be out in the timber to catch them is a real big plus. Now, let's talk about the hook size, and it doesn't matter. You know, we can mention any bait that you use. I know that the bait that you were using is really effective. It stayed on the hook good. The key is on a punch bait, and I think most of our listeners know a punch bait is a bait that you can take a little stick or a paddle or a screwdriver with a notch on the end of it, whatever, poke it down in a bucket and pull your line out. But it needs to stay on the hook first pretty well, and then it needs, which is fiber or, you know, cattail, whatever, to hold it on that hook. But it needs to create a pretty good smell too, doesn't it, Dave?
Yes. These fish are attracted to the smell as much as anything. And, of course, with most of that punch bait, it stinks to high heaven anyway. So once you get that, start dropping it in the water, you form a scent trail going downwind, and those fish will come to you. Plus you've got your chum down there, so you're getting them coming to it more and more, and when they smell that good stinking bait drop in there, they just can't take it.
Yes. I think the last time we had you on, David, here on KETR, the blues were still, you told us that the blue catfish bite had to tail off any day. I mean, you'd been hammering them. I actually got a chance to fish with you once when the blues were up there shallow. But when that quit, you told me that it'd be time to move to the channel catfish. And our old pattern that I've learned through the years is, you know, okay, get up in the brush, get in water 3 or 4 foot deep, and get a cork, you know, that pattern that you've done a million times and I've done a lot. You didn't have to do that. You went straight to the shade, and a catfish did too under that bridge, didn't you?
Yes, sir. This year was different in the what I would call normal, when we'd have the water lake full and the good new growth of willows and stuff. Used to, you just go in there and didn't even have to channel, pitch up in there and wear them channel cat out on a cork.
Yeah.
But it never did turn on this year, and by the time the blue cat turned off, it was the time of the year the pattern should be in the deep water. So I just went straight on to it and started feeding them, and there they are.
It worked out. It couldn't work out any better for people. And folks, I tell you, if you want to, you know, David has been guiding down there for over 20 years, and I dare say David fishing there probably that many more years before you started guiding, you know, long time, put it that way. But if you want to get out and enjoy a fishing trip, that's the way. You've got shade from the time you get there till the time you leave. I know your trips are mornings or afternoons, but I think you said the other day, David, you were out there middle of the day and caught a limit, you know?
Yes, sir. Went out at about 1 o'clock, and I fished at 4:30. Never broke a sweat, I'm going to mention that. And I caught my fish and come off the water, and it was just as comfortable as it would have been when you started in the morning.
Which means a whole lot in the summertime when that temperature gets 95 on up to, you know, higher, which we don't even want to talk about. It does. It gets there. Well, you know, David, I want to make sure that people can connect with you. Of course, many, many people that are listening now up in Northeast Texas have fished with you, and they know what you're doing out there and that you've been guiding for catfish a long time. But I would like to let, you know, leave a phone number. Folks, you can write this down. When David, if you need to get some catfishing tips or whatever. And also next week, my newspaper column is going to go into detail on some, maybe a little bit more technical stuff than what we covered talking here, but some catfish catching tips for down at Tewakanee gleaned from Mr. Hansen here, you know? So that'll be next. Well, the closest newspaper is the Greenville Herald Banner. Next Thursday, we're going to give you a little tip. We're going to highlight that, and then you might want to pick up a copy of that, you know, up there in the Greenville paper. David, how do people contact you?
They can reach me anytime. My cell number is 903-268-7391.
All right. I appreciate you being with us, David. I will mention about the Texas Trophy Hunter Show. Folks can go online. I believe I'm pretty sure the website is it's the first letter of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Just go and type in the first letter, TTHA.com, I believe it is. But they've got a website. You know, you may be going to their shows in Fort Worth. That's where most of us go, but you might want to go to Houston or San Antonio, either one. And check that out. David, we will get you back here with us here in a couple of weeks, and I've got a feeling the pattern's going to be very close to the same, but we're going to check in and let you give another update anyway. How about that?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.